You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a pleasure to talk to her. Let's see if I can, maybe this would be, yes, I think this, come on. I'm trying to find something at work for
something
Carolyn.
Something appropriate for.
Yeah. There we go. Oh, this is Vivaldi.
Wonderful.
Yes, one does need some culture. It's time of the afternoon. So, Carolyn Stain is these days, she is a philanthropist, she's an actress, she's a radio personality, she's a patron of the arts. Carolyn, we've known her for a few years. She's also the founder of 67 Blankets for Nelson Mandela Day. And that's how I met her, because of this, a few years ago. And now she's just been appointed as the Johannesburg Philharmonic Orchestra's newest board member. So she's a radio presenter, and so it's by Classic FM.
Yeah.
My dear Carolyn Stain.
Hello, Rion.
Oh, what a pleasure to talk to you. What a pleasure.
It's so lovely to hear your voice again.
Can I just, while I've got you on the line, I would like to apologize to you.
Yeah, why?
Remember that one day, and I was in a hurry, I was late for my show as usual, and you were waiting in the waiting area because they were going to do an interview or something with you. And I, and you said hello, and I ran past, and I said hello, and
that was so rude of you, Leon.
Terrible. Yes, see, I thought, the next time I get you on the show, I would just like to start off by saying my deepest apologies.
Oh, no, you are absolutely forgiven.
Oh, sorry about that. Listen, just before we kick off, congratulations for your appointment to the board.
Thank you.
What's happening with the blankets this year? Are we doing this, 67 Blankets for Nelson Mandela Day? It's almost time.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I always say 67 Blankets does not sleep. So we are busy throughout the year, and especially now during this time of COVID lockdown. Our Nitwits from Madiba are busy, stitch by stitch, turning out blankets. We've got our essential services provider certificate. We are distributing blankets to communities in need, and busy, busy, busy. So it is quite incredible. The work does not stop.
Well, good news.
It's not what I expected. You know, I wanted 67 blankets. That was the challenge to begin with. But, we've distributed more than 67,000 blankets in South Africa alone.
Yes.
I can comfortably say that.
So I was saying earlier on, and this is what I love about some people, not all people, but some people actually, they put their deeds match what they say. And you're one of those people where you show that you care. And very few people can say that, but I can vouch for this lady. She has worked so hard over the last few years. You see how I'm going on about you, Carolyn Stain?
I love you, Rion.
clearly, I want an invitation for dinner. I'm still waiting for that at some point.
Absolutely. You know that you are always invited, except during this lockdown period.
Yeah, no.
But I'd love you to come back to our home.
Please. Listen, okay, let's kick off. So we're talking several things about a few things this afternoon. Firstly, this house, its official name is Palazzo Stain, is it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, according to top billing, it is 3,000 square meters. Is that right?
Well, if top billing says that, it must be right. I have no idea.
Wow!
All I can say is it's big. It's big.
Yes. See. Now, I remember, the last time I was there, I said I went to the bar. I wanted to go to the bathroom, and that was just the best experience of my life. There are beautiful books there. In that bathroom. I don't know which one of the 300 bathrooms I was in, but, but that was just amazing. Now, where are you now in the house?
Okay, so I'm sort of between the stairs, the staircase, and the purple lounge.
The purple lounge. Okay.
Yeah. So when you came here, you were in the green lounge where we had that lovely interview. We got to know each other.
Yeah.
The purple lounge is a bit different from the green one.
Okay, how is it? Is it color? I don't know. Why is
well, the green
purple?
Lounge is green.
Okay, of course, yeah. Let's see.
And the purple lounge is purple, and I'm walking in there right now.
Have you ever, Carolyn, have you ever walked, taken a left and you wanted to take a right and then after a while go, where the hell am I in the house? How do I get back?
Sometimes, I must say, there are places, you know, sort of behind the scenes places that I had never seen up until recently.
What?
So we had some maintenance issues. So I went with our maintenance manager down corridors that I had no idea existed. So I would imagine if I didn't know about that, there's some other things I might not know about.
So you've lived in the house how many years now?
Seven
years, still discovering new places every day. So in the Purple Lounge, because you're also on Classic FM, do you broadcast from there?
I do. So, you know, the rival radio station to yours.
Ah, we're not in competition.
Kidding.
No, come on.
So with the lockdown, you know, I had to really make a decision. Did I want to go out into the studio every day? And honestly, I didn't. So Lance Rothschild, who is our wonderful station manager, said, you can do it from home. Here I am in the studio. So the curtains are all closed to buffer the sound. The carpets are all, you know, it's heavily carpeted. And I've got my big table here, which sometimes is a dinner table. It will be a dinner table tonight for Joe and for me.
Ooh.
And so my iPad is here, my computer is here, my earphones are here, and my little speaker's here. So I do my show from here.
So, Carolyn, in that room, I guess there's probably a piano in there, no?
Ah, yes, there is. I'm walking towards the piano now.
Now, what is the number one item? Because I don't want to see the most expensive item because you can't do that, you know, for insurance purposes. But what is the number one item in that room, like that's closest to your heart, except now the piano?
Well, before I tell you, let me just play you a little something.
Oh.
Are you impressed?
I am so impressed. I am. Thank you for that injection of class.
Okay, so we've got nice furniture. We've got some paintings on the wall. But you ask about expense. I think they're all copies. Maybe I shouldn't be telling you that. But it's fine.
Well, you should be. You should be telling me they're all copies because then people won't break in. There we go.
But in this particular room, the thing that is closest to my heart is a mask. And it's not a COVID-19 mask. It is the Phantom's mask from Phantom of the Opera. It's in a glass enclosure on the piano here with this gold sort of silver leaf surround with musical notes inside. And the mask, which belonged to Jonathan Rocksmith.
No!
I think it was his first mask from playing the role.
Yes.
And, you know, he's still playing the role.
Yeah.
Right now, he's in the only major show in the world in South Korea, performing the Phantom in Phantom of the Opera. No. I mean, that's a big story.
Incredible.
It's amazing.
No,
yeah.
Carolyn, I'm definitely stealing that when I'm coming for dinner. listen, we'll cross back to you just now. I would love you to at some point end up in the kitchen. Because I would love to hear how that business works and what's there. What a pleasure always talking to you, Carolyn. You know we love you to bits. Thank you so much.
I love you to bits. Thank you so much.
Speak to you just now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Man, I swear I don't know what to say. Imagine your house. What? There's a hallway here? Imagine.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m.